Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, das ist ein Pirikei, Mischne Dalet, hoi a Pchor reitfoi. This Pchor is chasing this person. Gewalt. There's an animal coming after me, uvata, and he kicks him in self-defense to save his life. Va'asa by mum, but by kicking him, he inflicted a mum. Hareza yishchadal. You can shech this Pchor. Even though the mum was put in on purpose, it wasn't put in on purpose to be matter. It was put in on purpose to... I did it to save my life. So enachanami, it's only if I did it to save my life. But let's say he stopped chasing me already, but I'm so traumatized, so out of breath, so nervous, I go over in anger and I give it a kick and I make a mum, then you can't eat it. It's only if he did it in self-defense. So again, hayapchar roitfai, if a pchar chased him, ubaatai, and the person in self-defense kicked it, va'asa by mum and afflicted a mum, hareza yishchid olav, you can shecht it. Now, let's go a little bit weiter. But first, a hagdama. There's something called Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin means when it comes to Isur V'Heter, as opposed to money, we trust a single Eid. You go to your friend, and they bring out milk and cookies. How do you know the milk is kosher? How do you know the cookies are kosher? So again, there's a lot of factors to this. There's a chazaka, but there's Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. A single eid is believed. I bought it from a kosher place. You don't need two eidus. When it comes to money, not you need two eidus. When it comes to money, certain people are pasul eidus. A relative is pasul eidus. A woman is pasul eidus. But when it comes to iser v'heter, your grandmother makes you cookies. She's kashal eidus. When it comes to iser v'heter, eid echad neman b'isurin, that it's okay. So now, Zakta Mishnah. And this is the sheet of the Tanakhama. We're going to see three sheetas over here. The sheet of the Tanakhama, the sheet of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and the sheet of Reb Meir. Tanakhama holds as follows. Kal ha-mumen ha-ru'uyen lovay b'day adam. Anytime you have a mum that could have been inflicted by a person, something wrong with the animal's eye, a hand chopped off, a slit in the ear, maybe it happened on its own, maybe someone did it bedafka. And by a pchar, there's a reason to have a yetzahara to do it bedafka, so it becomes mutter to shecht. So we need someone, even one person, to testify, know what happened on its own. Who's believed? Royim Yisrael Namanim. Shepherds who are Yisraelim are believed. Even one shepherd who says it happened on its own, fine. But he can't be a shepherd of a Kayin. We'll see more about this in our Chazara. On the other hand, V'royim Kayhanim, shepherds who are Kayhanim, Einim Namanim, are not believed. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. When we say over here, that a Yisrael shepherd is believed to say that the mum came on its own, it means even a Yisrael shepherd who works for a Kayin. What do you mean? But if he works for a Kayin, maybe he's lying for his boss, because his boss is going to say, now I have a pchar to eat, come and join me for supper. No, we don't think he's going to lie for that. On the other side of a coin, a Kayin shepherd is not believed, even if he works for Yisrael. Are you going to say, why should I lie and say that the mum happened on its own? It's not mine, it belongs to my boss. He's going to think, listen, if I lie for my boss and the Yisrael will be able to use it, what's he going to do with the Bchar? He'll give it to me, right? I'm the one that takes care of it. I'm the Kayin that works for him. And even a Kayin shepherd who works for a Kayin. So L'chaira, he'll keep it himself. I won't gain anything. No, Wizkid, he'll do it for me. I'll do it for him. Shepherd, Kayhanim are not believed. That's the Shita of Tanakhama. Anyone is believed for his friend, but any neman al shalasmi. You're just not believed on your own. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He's the most lenient sheet there. The only kayin that's not believed is when Yisrael gave an animal as a pchar to a kayin, and the kayin comes along and says, I got a mum. But it's a type of mum that could have been inflicted. He has to bring aid as he himself is not believed. But for someone else, even if he's a shepherd, for Yisrael, for a Kayin, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's not for himself, he's believed. Kumt Rameir. Rameir says, no, we apply regular halachis of Eidus over here. Hechashid al davar, and if someone is chashid, we suspect he's not so erlich in regard to a certain matter, loidana, he can't be a judge, v'loi me'idai, and he can't be Eidus. So, l'chayra, it looks like Rameir is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. He's not. Remember what we said about the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama holds even a single eid is enough. Eid echad neman b'yisurin. As long as he's not a kayin. Well, that's taka the shita of the Tanakhama. As long as he's not a kayin, even a single eid is enough. Reb Meir says you have to have two Eidos. A Bchar Kayan that gets a mum, you have to bring two kosher Eidos to testify on it. A single Eid, even if he's not a Kayan, not good enough. By the way, according to Shem ben Gamliel, even the children or members of the household of the Kayan are believed if they say the mum happened on its own. It's only the Kayan himself is not believed, and the Kayan's wife is not believed, because the din is ishtei kegufay, and the halacha, says the Batanura, is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.